Sawal Kiye Ja.
I'm your host Vidya and this is the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by Safari Kid, providers of preschool and after school programs. We have three rounds, three categories of 10 questions each. Our buzzer system in the studio lets us know which contestant buzzed first, so there's a clear advantage in buzzing first. We practice a little bit before the show, but let's see how the kids do a little bit later. For the kids listening at home, I will have a listener question at the end of each round, so do keep listening and answer the question for a chance to win prizes. I want to mention that the Safari Quiz Show has two new sponsors for our prizes. Our first sponsor is SanjeevCPA.com. Sanjeev Gupta CPA is a well-known CPA firm in the Bay Area, having three offices in Fremont, Sunnyvale and Pleasanton. They handle accounting, payroll, corporate, you name it. Anything to do with taxation or accounting, they're the guys to go to. Do contact them at 510-825-7563. 510-825-7563 or visit SanjeevCPA.com. That's SanjeevCPA.com. Best of all, you get a 10% discount on your fees if you mention the Safari Quiz Show. Prizes for the Safari Quiz Show are also sponsored by Smile Zone Family Dental, a complete dentistry practice located conveniently in the Ardenwood area of Fremont. Dr. Milu has over 10 years of experience and is great with kids. I visited their office and it's such a happy and calm place that kids will feel a lot better about going to the dentist. Smile Zone accepts a variety of insurances and gives discount to cash patients. They're also open on Saturdays. Contact them at 510-505-0123. That's 510-505-0123 or visit SmileZoneFamilyDental.com. Thank you, Sanjeev Gupta and Dr. Milu. Thanks to them, we've been able to increase the prizes for the kids in the studio. And today's kids are going to be very, very surprised to hear how much they're going to win. The winner will now get $40 and the runners-up each get $15 in gift cards. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Woohoo! So that's a big thank you to our new sponsors. And with that, let's meet the contestants in the studio today. Our first contestant is Priyanka. Welcome to the show, Priyanka.
Thank you.
Her voice is really soft, so maybe we need to get the mic up and speak right into the mic and tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Priyanka. I'm 9 years old, and I'm a fourth grader in Forest Park Elementary School. So my favorite hobbies are reading Amar Chitra Kathas, a series of books from India, singing, and drawing.
Awesome. And do you have a favorite Amar Chitra Katha?
Well, all of them are really good.
Yeah. Do you like the ones with the Panchatantra and the animal stories, or do you like the king stories of the kings and queens?
I like the Panchatantra stories.
Yeah, you like the animal stories? I like the king-queen stories. Yeah. They're full of intrigue and excitement. And one of my favorites is The King in a Parrot's Body. I don't know if you've read that, but that's an amazing one. Look out for it. Our next contestant is Suhani. Welcome to the show, Suhani.
Thank you. I'm 9 years old and I'm in fourth grade. I go to Glenmore Elementary School. My favorite hobbies are singing.
What do you sing? What kind of music do you like?
I like hip hop type of music.
Yeah?
And then I used to go to music class, but I didn't practice, so now I'm out.
So, what kind of music class did you go to? Classical? Or vocal? Or Western vocal?
It's kind of different. It's like you learn, it's kind of both. Like you do other songs with other songs too. It's
All kinds of songs.
Yeah.
Awesome. And do you have a favorite singer?
Yeah, mine is Selena Gomez.
Are you going to her concert tomorrow?
She has a concert?
Yes, and no. I believe there's still maybe some tickets available. So
yeah,
I think there's going to be a mom who's like a little worried listening to the show right now because she's going to have some demand. I'm going to see this concert tomorrow.
Lucky.
Yeah. Okay, and our third contestant is Mehul. But before I step on to Mehul, I'm having some trouble with listening to Suhana's voice. Is it just that she's soft or is my mic not on? It's fine. Okay. Mehul, welcome to the show.
Hi, my name is Mehul. I am 8 years old. I'm in fourth grade in Glenmore Elementary. Some of my hobbies are reading and rock collecting.
Rock collecting? That's an amazing hobby. I used to do that for a little while. Did you find an awesome one, a really pretty colored one?
I wouldn't say pretty on the outside, but I would say it's like a glassy one on the...
like a geode.
it dropped.
Mm-hmm.
So one day I dropped it, and then it split in half.
Mm-hmm.
And then it, inside it was crystal.
Wonderful. Was it a quartz?
It wasn't exactly.
Was what? Did you find out what kind of rock it was?
I don't know.
No. But it's so amazing, right? It's brown outside, but once you see the inside,
it's gray outside, and then it's
inside is crystal.
Yeah, inside it's not a crystal exactly. It's this glassy like.
Glassy thing?
Uh-huh.
Smooth, glassy thing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. You have to show it to me sometime. Okay. So now, why do we have calls already? Wow. Now that's a popular show. Okay. So Priyanka, Suhani and Mehul, as soon as we're done with that call in the background, we're going to go to our quiz. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
We practiced a little bit, so there's nothing to be nervous about. I want everybody to hold the buzzers like I showed you, because that is a great way of getting your buzzer in first, because I'm telling you, the first round, the buzzer is going to be extremely important. And our first category, and we're starting with an easy one, is words beginning with B. Ready?
Yes.
Yes. First question. Color in the rainbow.
Red, orange, yellow, blue, and purple?
That is not correct. Remember, we're talking about words beginning with B. Question passes
blue.
To Mehul.
Blue.
Blue is right. He gets 5 points, and you owe me 5 points.
Okay.
Remember, we're just looking for the word beginning with B. Got it? Question number two. What you get when you dip a circular wand into liquid soap and blow?
Bubbles.
Bubbles. Very good. That is Priyanka with 10 points. Question number three. When you churn cream, you get this delicious
bread. Butter.
Butter is right. That's 10 points for Mehul. Question number four. Exploding weapon.
Bomb.
Bomb. Mehul again for 10 points. Another name for a pail in which you can carry water.
Bucket.
Bucket. 10 points. Mehul is beating you girls on the buzzer, so make sure you buzz in quickly. English word for adios or ciao.
Bye.
That was buzzed in by Priyanka first, so she gets 10 points. The Golden Gate, this is orange in color.
Bridge.
Very good. 10 points to Mehul again. Game in which you put a ball through a hoop.
Basketball.
10 points to Priyanka. Color of outer space.
Black.
Very good. 10 points to Mehul. Red root vegetable.
Beetroot.
Very good. 10 points. And so she gets 5 points because she owes me 5. And that was Suhani. We're already done with the first round. Wasn't that fun? Yeah. Okay. So now it's time for our listener question. 510-770-1550. And I want to mention one more time that our prizes today, both the winners and the listener prizes, are sponsored by SanjeevCPA.com and SmileZoneFamilyDental.com. So here's our question. In the category words beginning with B, what you find inside the human skull? What you find inside the human skull? No, the questions are not for the kids in the studio, just for our listeners. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Who's this?
Did you call me yesterday?
Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Sabina. The answer is brain.
Thank you, Sabina. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is...
Who's this? Tell me your name first. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Meghna, and the answer is brain.
Thank you, Meghna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is brain.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shivam, and the answer is brain.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and I think the answer is brain.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni, and my answer is brain.
Thank you, Roshni. We have room for 4 more callers. Let's go to our next call. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. You're on with the Safari Quiz Show. Who's this? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ignore, and the answer is brain.
Thank you, Ignore. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is brain.
Thank you, Yash. Last 2 questions. Hi, you're on the air.
Yash, and the answer is brain.
Thank you, Yash. Last two questions.
You're on the air. Tell me your name.
Hi, my name is Sahas, and I think the answer is brain.
How do you spell your name? Can you turn the radio down behind you?
Hi, my name is Sahas, and I think the answer is brain.
How do you spell your name?
Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Roop, and the answer is brain.
Is that Roop?
Yeah.
R-O-O-P. Okay, Roop was our last caller for our first round. And we're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll see how the kids in the studio are doing and as well as what the, who the winner of our... Jeja!
Sawal Kieja!
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Priyanka, Suhani and Mehul. They're all fourth graders and doing extremely well in the quiz show so far. But before we see how many points they have, let's see who the winner of our first listener question was. The answer, of course, was brain, what's inside a skull. We were talking about words beginning with B. That was our first category. And Mehul has picked the winner and will announce it now.
The winner of the first listener question is Roop.
Roop, congratulations. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's the email for all bouquets, brickbats, questions, ideas, feedback, everything. But it's also the email to write to if you got your answer right and are going to get your prize. Our only request is you please write to us today so that Miss Anu can hand out the prize to you as quickly as possible. safariquizshow@gmail.com. You know something? I think I did not announce the call-in number before the first break, so I'm going to do it one time now and hopefully remember to do it before the next listener question. It's 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. We have a lot of loyal listeners and I'm really grateful for them to them for listening every week, but we also welcome all our new listeners and encourage them to try out in our next listener question. But before that, first let's see how the kids in the studio did. Priyanka, how many points do you have?
I have 30 points.
Suhani, how many points do you have?
5.
Suhani has 5 and was beat out on the buzzer a lot, right? Yeah. You knew the answers, but everybody is quicker. So, remember the buzzer strategy.
Yeah.
Mehul, how many points do you have?
I have 55 points.
55 points. Since we have 20 more questions, this is still anybody's game. Okay? So, no need to get discouraged because I've seen things really rapidly change in the second and third rounds. So, let's see what our second round category is. And the second round category is American Holidays. Are we ready for our first question?
Yes. Yes.
Remember, make sure your light is the one that's buzzing, blinking before you answer the question. Otherwise, you might just give the correct answer to somebody else. All right. American holidays. First question. Holiday in which people eat turkey and cranberries.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is right. 10 points to Suhani. Holiday in which presents are put in stockings.
Christmas.
Christmas is right. 10 more points to Suhani. Holiday during which we make resolutions for the coming year.
Independence Day.
Resolutions for the coming year? No, -5. Question passes to Priyanka.
Pass.
Question passes to Suhani. Holiday in which we make resolutions for the coming year.
Pass.
The answer is New Year. New Year's Day. Question number 4. Holiday celebrated on July 4th.
Independence Day.
That is correct. And she used her 5 seconds well. That was 10 points to Suhani. Question number 5. Listen to this very carefully. Holiday in May. When we...
I didn't hear the whole question.
Yes, and you buzzed in early, so -5 if you can't answer it. -5. The question is now open only to Suhani and Priyanka. Holiday in May when we remember all those who died in American wars. Holiday in May. No? When we remember, the clue is remember.
We have a break off for that day, but I'm not sure what it's called.
What it's called. It's Memorial Day.
Oh. Yeah.
Question number 6. Sorry. Holiday in February when a rodent named Punxsutawney Phil comes up from the ground and looks for his shadow.
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day. 10 points to Priyanka. Very good. Holiday celebrated on February 14th when we give our loved ones candy and...
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. 10 points to Mehul. Question number 9. Holiday in which we wear costumes and scare people.
Halloween.
10 points to Suhani. Everybody is doing awesome in this round. Question number 10. Holiday in February that celebrates George Washington's birthday.
President's Day.
President's Day. Very good. Excellent. And we've come to the end of our second round. That kids just zipped through that one. Alright, and we come to our listener question. Call-in number for all our new listeners, 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. And here's your question under American Holidays. This day in April is designed to promote ecology, encourage respect for life, and highlight concern over the pollution of soil, air, and water. This day in April is designed to promote ecology, encourage respect for life, and highlight concern over pollution of soil, earth, and water. Soil, air, and water, and our first caller is on the line. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Ritwik, and the answer is Earth Day.
Is that Ritwik?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's your last surname? What's the last initial?
Eka.
Okay. All right, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sabina, and the answer is Earth Day.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shivam, and the answer is Earth Day.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is Earth Day.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ritwik, and I think the answer is Earth Day.
And Ritwik, what's your initial, last initial?
Huh?
What's this? What's the first initial of your surname? What's your surname?
R.
Ritwik R. Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and I think the answer is Earth Day.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is Earth Day.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes?
My name is Pooja, and the answer is Earth Day.
Is that Pooja?
Pooja.
No, spell it.
The answer is Earth Day.
Yes, but spell your name. I didn't get it.
T-E-E-S-H-A.
Tisha. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kushan, and I think the answer is Earth Day.
Thank you, Kushan. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name? Who's this?
My name is Vaidya.
Vaidya?
Yeah.
Vaidya. Okay. And your answer?
And the answer is Earth Day.
Earth Day. Thank you, Vaidya. New caller. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Archana, and I think it's Earth Day.
Is it Ashna?
Archana.
Archana. Archana, and it's Earth Day. All right. And our last caller for this round. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
You're on the air. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Risha, and I think the answer is Earth Day.
And tell me your name again, Rishab or Vishwa?
V-R-I-S-H-A.
Risha. Oh, another new caller. Welcome to the show, Risha. And Risha was our last caller for this round, and we're going to take a break when we come back. New category, winners, and listener challenge winner as well. Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja.
Safari Quiz Show.
Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
This is the Safari Quiz Show, and I'm your host Vidya here with 3 4th graders Priyanka, Suhani, and Mehul. And we've already finished 2 categories, and time went by really fast because the kids were really, really good. But before we see who, how the kids in the studio are doing, let's see who won our second listener challenge. The question was: this day in April is designed to promote ecology, encourage respect for life, and highlight concern over pollution over soil, air, and water. And of course, the answer was indeed Earth Day. Everybody got it right. And let's see who won. So Hani picked the winner, and she's going to announce it.
The winner of the second listener question is Krishan.
Krishan! Woohoo! Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, giving your name, your address, the question, and the answer, and we'll get the prize to you as soon as we can. And let's see now how the kids in the studio are doing. Priyanka, how many points do you have?
I have 50 points.
Priyanka has 50, an improvement over last round. Suhani, how about you?
45.
Suhani has 45 points. She started the round with 5. So she did really well,
yay,
buzzing in really quickly. Woohoo! And Mehul, how many points do you have?
I have 55 points.
Mehul is at 55. So you can see this is a really close game. Who knows? We may even have a 3-way tie like we did last week. And then I'll be scrambling around for some extra questions. We'll see how it goes. But before that, let's get on to our next round, which is the pets round. Everybody ready?
Yes.
Yes.
I want to do a buzzer check. Priyanka, you want to Press your buzzer. Yeah, it's working. Everything's working. All right. Let's go. Question number one. These pet animals include chihuahuas, poodles, and beagles.
Dogs.
Very good. That was 10 points to Priyanka. You could have a Siamese, one of these, with light blue eyes. What animal is a Siamese? Is basically my question.
I don't know what a Siamese is.
No? Want me to give you a clue?
Yes, please.
They clean themselves while licking themselves.
Cat.
A Siamese is a cat. Very good. All right, question number three. People get excited by these pets around Easter, but then they often abandon them.
Bunnies
is right. And message to all the kids out there, don't go adopting a bunny unless you know exactly what's involved in taking care of them. Bunnies are not that easy to look after. They're very, very cute. But you may be better off with an animal that's easier to look after. And make sure you read up everything you can on the care and feeding of a pet before you get a pet. Question number four. Ready?
Yeah.
These cute rodent pets are solitary and tend to hoard food in their cheeks.
Hamsters.
Very good. 10 points to Priyanka. Question number five. The pot-bellied versions of these are often kept as pets.
Pigs.
10 points to Mehul. Very good. Question number six. This freshwater aquarium fish is a member of the carp family.
A goldfish?
Goldfish. Very good. 10 points to Priyanka. Question number seven. This pet bird can imitate human voices.
Parrots.
Very good. 10 points to Mehul. Question number eight. You might have to feed this long legless reptile a frozen rat.
A snake.
10 points to Mehul. Very good. Question number nine. Listen to this full question if you have a doubt. This green lizard is happiest in a heated terrarium and is used in an insurance commercial. This green lizard?
Tiger.
No, that's not correct. Question passes to Mehul.
Gecko,
that's right. Geico is the insurance company. We often confuse it over each other. So, Suhani lost 5 points and Mehul got 5. And our last question. My goodness, we're really zipping through this time. This cute reptile with a hard shell also lives in a terrarium and can...
Turtle.
Very good. Can live up to 40 years is my thing. That would be interesting, a pet that lives that long. Typically, pets don't.
Yeah.
All right, with that, we come to the end of the show. Nobody count your points just now. We'll do it during the break so that our listeners can guess who won. And we go to our listener question, 510-770-1550. And here's a question in the category pets. This crustacean keeps exchanging its shell for a bigger one as it grows. So leave plenty of different sized shells in its tank. This crustacean keeps exchanging its shell for a bigger one as it grows. So leave plenty of different sized shells in its tank. All right, let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. Hi. My name is Gabriela, and the answer is crab.
What's your name again?
Dave Vaidyan.
Vaidya.
And the answer is crab.
Okay, Vaidya. Vaidya says crab. Okay, let's go to our next call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav and the answer is hermit crab.
Thank you, Madhav. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Ritvik
Eka.
My name is
Ritvik Eka
and the answer is hermit crab.
Thank you, Ritvik. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni and my answer is hermit crab.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Stuti, and the answer is a hermit crab.
Thank you, Stuti. Nice to hear your sweet voice after such a long time. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hi. No, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the
Hello?
Air.
Hello.
Yes.
My name is Akansha, and the answer is a hermit crab.
Thank you, Akansha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Mansi, and I think the answer is hermit crab.
Tell me your name again.
Mansi.
Thank you, Mansi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is hermit crab.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Vibha, and the answer is hermit crab.
Thank you, Vibha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and I think the answer is hermit crab.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shaima, and the answer is hermit crab.
Tell me your name again.
Shaima.
Shaima? S-A-I-M-A?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Shaima. Michael, we're going to go. If you have calls, we'll take them because we have time today. Do we? Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes, what's your name?
Name.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shivam and the answer is Hermit Crab.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lippy.
Lippy. And what's your answer, Lippy?
The answer is a hermit crab.
Thank you, Lippy. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ignore, and I think the answer is hermit crab.
Thank you, Ignore. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Varun, and the answer is snail.
What's your name again?
Varun.
Varun. Okay, thank you, Varun. Varun thinks snail. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Yes. What's your name?
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Hi. My name is Ritrik, and I think the answer is hermit crab.
Thank you. Hi. You're on the air now.
My name is Satvik, and I think it's a hermit crab.
Thank you, Satvik. And let's take one last call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rina, R-I-N-A.
Okay.
And my answer is hermit crab.
Thank you, Rina. Let's take that last call. I think they've been waiting for a while. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rubina, and I think the answer is hermit crab.
And that's Rubina. Rubina is our last caller. We have to go on a break now. When we come back, we'll see who won and also who won our third listener prize and also announce who are sponsoring our prizes today. Jieja, Sawal Kieja.
Offers preschool and after-school programs customized.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja. Where is my cheer? Let's do it again. Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja. Woohoo! This is your host Vidya, and you're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. We've come to the end of this episode, but before we check out who the winners are and who the listener question challenge winner was, I just want to thank once again Sanjeev Gupta, CPA, and Dr. Milu of Smile Zone Family Dental for sponsoring our prizes today. Our winner today will get $40. Our runners-up both will get $15 each, and they also sponsor the listener prizes that we give out. So with that, let's see who won our third listener challenge question. Before that, I want to mention the answer. So, it was in the category pets, and the question was, this crustacean keeps exchanging its shell for a bigger one as it grows, so leave plenty of different shells, different sized shells in its tank, and the answer was indeed hermit crab. I was looking very specifically for hermit crab, not just crab, and from all the correct winners, Priyanka has picked the winner. Go ahead, Priyanka.
The winner of the third listener question is Satvik.
Satvik, alright, congratulations Satvik. Give us a call at, send me an email at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. I want to mention again that we would really like all our three winners for today. And let's see, Mehul, who was the winner of the first question?
The winner of the first question was Roop.
And Suhani, what was the second?
The winner of the second question was Krishan.
Krishan. Roop, Krishan, and Satvik. I would really like to request you to write to us today itself. safariquizshow@gmail.com is our thing, because if you write to us a week later, sometimes it's hard for us to keep track because we've already started a new show and have new winners for that show. So if you want to be absolutely sure that you get your prize, please do get in touch with safariquizshow@gmail.com. If there's been a previous show where you won and didn't get your prize, there was some problem, please get in touch with us again. Same way, safariquizshow@gmail.com. All right, let's see how the kids in the studio did. Priyanka, how many points did you have?
I have 80 points.
Suhani, how many points do you have?
I have 50 points.
And Mehul, how many points do you have?
I have 110 points.
All right. Our big winner today is Mehul, but the girls did really well too. So Mehul will get his prize and the girls will get their prize, sponsored by Sanjeev Gupta CPA and Smile Zone Family Dental. And with that, we come to the end of today's show. The show was produced by Michael and Anu, who kept the scorekeeping today, and the theme song was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host Vidya saying, Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja.